The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It is currently 4 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Erica Tremblay, and here are today's headlines. Tough times for Montreal commuters, more calls to change our election system, and healthcare workers are on strike. Montreal commuters are waiting to hear about the 2023 STM budget. Rumors circulating are having people wonder if their services will be cut. Lana Brady reports live from the budget meeting in downtown Montreal. So Lana, is any service getting cut?
So as of now, the STM is planning on providing similar level of services to what we saw in 2022. And they announced a budget of $1.7 billion for the year. So for the first few months of 2023, they will be adjusting services according to the service frequency, crowding, and where it's needed most. But if the financial situation changes, however, the services offered will be adjusted accordingly. So there's still some uncertainty as to if services will be cut down the line.
What are commuters saying about this?
Yeah, so Montreal commuters are definitely nervous about possible cuts to the bus and metro services. For some, public transportation is the only viable way to get around, especially in the winter. So to get to work, to go to school, to get out, they need these services. And here's what a few people in downtown Montreal have to say on possible cuts in services.
There are already a lot of people using trains during the winter, and if there are less trains during the winter, like, it's going to be even more crowded, so like, it's going to be problematic.
Yeah, that's kind of frustrating considering like I rely on it sometimes to get to school or to work, so that'll definitely be like an inconvenience.
The STM is having a really tough time right now.
Yeah, they are. Since the pandemic, really, with only 75% of riders using public transportation after the pandemic, the STM has not made as much money compared to pre-pandemic days in 2019. So we've been seeing this situation worsen, for example, in the chronic lateness of buses throughout the city. About a quarter of buses are late, which is the worst performance ever recorded. But according to the STM, no services will be cut, at least in the coming months.
Thank you, Lana. The government of Canada invests in E3 lithium batteries to help the production of batteries for electric cars in Canada. The Minister of Innovation, Sciences and Industry, François-Philippe Champagne, announced a contribution of $27 million to E3 Lithium LDT. This investment will help an $87 million project the company has to build more batteries. The government is now ready to answer demands across the country. This is another step they are taking to strengthen the Canadian mining sector and fight against climate change. Planted to offset GHGs, trees at the Turco interchange are in poor conditions after only 1 year. Amongst all the trees planted along 202 route, trees that should have been replaced a year ago by the Quebec Ministry of Transport, as part of keeping a strict maintenance of its plantation, are still there and very dead or damaged. Apart from the trees that are living under trash, some of them are invaded by native plants. In the program that was implanted, the Quebec Ministry of Transport was supposed to come to various sites every spring to determine if any replacements should be made. Quebecers are more divided than ever, and since the recent elections this October, two of the province's parties are calling for electoral reform and a slice of the pie, despite not winning a seat. Oliver Hang has been following their demands for us. So Oliver, what exactly are they so upset about?
Well, Erica, the Parti Québécois and the Quebec Conservative Party are both calling for electoral reform, calling the election results not the representation Quebecers were looking for. The PQ won 10 seats in 2018 with about 17% of the popular vote, but only managed 3 this year with 14.6. They're calling this a threat to democracy.
What can we actually expect to happen?
I spoke to Robert Frank, political analyst, and here's what were his thoughts.
people who have been elected form the government, they become much less eager to tinker with the system of voting that put them in power.
Besides electoral reform, what else are they demanding?
They're also demanding access to the National Assembly, access to an office, and also access to private closed sessions, things like the government budget, for example.
What are the chances of this actually happening?
The chances actually of this happening, according to Frank, are not good at all. He noted that most politicians who get elected actually end up benefiting from the system and likely go back on their word.
It's attractive when you feel you've been cut out of power. It becomes a lot less attractive when you feel people who have ill will.
The CAC has not yet responded to any of the demands by the other parties.
Thank you, Oliver. ERs in Montreal are working at over capacity. Montreal's Children's Hospital is the place to avoid going onto the island. Their ER is at 208% capacity. McGill University Health Center is working at 145%, and the Jewish General Hospital at 151%. As for Montreal General Hospital, their ER is working at 119%. The overflowing of the ER is not only in Montreal. In fact, hospitals in 11 regions out of 16 are working at overcapacity. The place where the ERs are the worst is in the region of Lanaudière, where the hospitals have an average of 164% overcapacity. Starting today is a three-day strike from members of the ENSPQ and SPPSQ-CSQ. They are holding a strike in both Quebec City and Montreal. Sarah Hartunian joined us from the strike on Cremazy Boulevard. Sarah, what's the situation like down there?
So, Erica, I'm standing outside the ENSPQ office on Cremazy East, where there are protesters 40 strong handing out pamphlets and waving cowbells and thundersticks to catch the attention of passersby. Over in Quebec City, however, they're boasting a presence of 300 people currently.
What is the government's response to the strike? Have the protesters received any backlash?
We're negotiating with them. They don't hear us. There's a huge wage gap, and they don't recognize our expertise.
That is Marie de Baudry, senior nurse advisor, who has been part of the ENSPQ for two decades. Since 2020, their contract that was devised with the government had expired. And what with COVID-19's help, it has been put on the back burner and pushed forward indefinitely, making the members frustrated.
How will it affect patients?
For patients, I don't know, but it will affect the réseau because we are the ones issuing knowledge to the to the ministry, to the public health advisors.
Well, there you have it. According to De Baudry, they have multiple of their nursing advisors and technicians on standby to help with the overflow of patients.
Thank you, Sarah. Back in July, 20 cows went missing in Saint-Sever, Quebec, but they still haven't been found till this day. The city issued their plan Z to try and capture the cows. Cowboys were invited and were unsuccessful, and the cows still remain missing. They were able to trap the cows, but when one of them escaped, all hands went loose, and the cows escaped again. They're still hopeful they will be able to find them, but they must do it quick as winter is coming and the cows won't be able to eat as crops will be hidden under the snow. Put your winter jacket back in the closet as winter is hiding again. This week will bring temperatures between the freezing point of 0 degrees and 9 degrees, which is expected on Wednesday. You should also prepare your umbrella as about 15 millimeters of rain is expected on Wednesday. 8 degrees is also expected on Saturday with a little bit of rain. A high of 5 degrees can be expected today. That's your news to 1125. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Erica Tremblay.